We are Ocean Youth,
taking over Torbay's airwaves
on 87.9 FM.
What inspired you to start beatboxing?
First beatboxing I heard was Razel, who's part of the Roots. So back in the day, all beatboxing was very different. It was more hip-hop based, Roots based. If now by the only, it was quite simple stuff. That got me going.
You started in beatboxing, really. Yeah. When you're young, you kind of hum along to songs that you know, your favourite songs on the stations. And your favourite artists, you know, listen to their music, kind of hum along and try to, like, replicate some of the drum beats in those songs.
I think a lot of people are just copying songs, isn't it, in the shower?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean?
Yeah.
Shh, scrub in the bathtub.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds, yeah.
What started me off beatboxing was just seeing other people making weird sounds with their mouths and knowing that that's actually music. Conrad actually came into my school when I was 11 years old and with the Batsy Arts and showed me beatbox workshops. You know, that helped me to go on to other things and, kind of practice and trying to hone my skill,
and
basically.
Now Ruben's one of the best in the country. He's the top 16 from, like, you know, little you doing it, make sounds. Now he's kind of still, give us a 2-second demo, Ruben. Because quickly.
Yeah, show them what you do, man.
Well, now he's one of the best in the world. And
what significance do you think urban music has in, like, seaside towns like this?
It's not about a certain accent. It's not about a certain vibe. So Torquay could have its own beatbox thing going on. Talk about the beach or talk about whatever's going on here. I don't know. Maybe it's some scootery. Pop music is always going to be the same. It's about love. It's about lost love. Things like that. Things that we term urban music. More so, it's about... You can talk about the clothes you wear or the things you go through. Or your environment. I want to know about Torquay. I want to know about what you're doing, who you are. And a lot of the time, people in some places, they listen to music, copy it from the radio. So it's one thing going around. It's one culture. We want different sounds, different culture, different stories. I want to hear some tunes and know what's going on in Torquay. I want to know what Torquay sounds like. I don't want it to sound like everything else. And I think that the idea of authentic music or urban music or hip hop music is just about you doing you. It's not about copying anything. I think it does have a place, because otherwise all we do is we get this same style. Maybe everything will sound the same as London or Manchester or Birmingham, which is what... Although I'm from London, I don't want everything to sound the same. I like it when I go places and it's like, well, your beatboxing sounds different because you talk different, so you're going to have different cadences. And we're like, wow. And the singing sounds different. I don't want it to sound Americanized. I want it to sound London. I want it to sound different because we're all inspired to it. So I think it is really important. Yeah, that needs to be pushed all the time. Don't copy everyone else, just do you. It's easier said than done, but it's important.
Where she came from.
What did you enjoy about that workshop?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
What was it good about it?
That they were actually teaching us sounds and they were not just jamming around.
So did you learn anything? Because you already know quite a lot, it seems.
Yeah, we learned a few things.
We learned
on how to get it more sharper and cleaner.
Yeah?
Yeah, by cutting off the rest of the word.
Were they better than you thought they were going to be?
Yeah, they were really good.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really fun.
What did you enjoy about it?
Everything. Well, we learned how to hold the mic and stuff.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it
was. Thought it was gonna be?
Yeah, it was. They were a lot better as well. Oh, they were pretty sick.